You gotta stick around and learn the one creature I added to my D&D campaign that made the party second guess every single spell that they wanted to cast. Welcome back to the Game Masters Academy. This is the show where we strive to help you make every one of your sessions great. Thank you for joining me. My name is Greg. Before we get into everything, I wanted to do a quick little plug here for Describe. So Describe is the Ennies award-winning website that specializes in flavor text, as well as music, sounds, ambiances, all of the different goodies that you need to round out your tabletop game experience. If you haven't checked them out, I would strongly recommend that you click the link in the description down here and go ahead and just, you know, take a look through everything. They have all sorts of goodies that'll help you build out your scenes as well as give you the right set of immersion skills necessary to really get your games to that next level. If you click that link, Describe.com/GMA, that'll let them know that I sent you. And when you go and you sign up for something, use GMA as a coupon code at checkout and you'll receive 10% off your first purchase. If you haven't checked them out, I strongly recommend that you do, and I promise you will not regret it. All right, well, with that out of the way, let's imagine that our party sets off to investigate a location relevant to your campaign. There's reports of villagers missing, and as the party starts working its way towards this location, the sounds of mind-bending howls can be heard far off in the distance. And as what you would expect, the party prepares for the possibility of a wolf pack. And as they do that, they cast a bless or any other buff type spell. And out of nowhere, a monstrous, huge wolf teleports in and attacks the spellcaster. This initial combat lasts for a few rounds. Howls can still be heard in the distance as the wolf is consistently teleporting to every spellcaster and avoiding a lot of the frontline fighters. You know, after a few rounds of combat or a few attempts at teleportation, we're gonna allow the party to easily make an insight check and discover that the wolf seems to be energized by this spell casting and is allowed to basically teleport and attack, and that's how it's diverting itself around, you know, your typical polearm mastery, sentinel, paladin, or whatever it is that's out there that normally holds down that creature or a creature for this party. Enter the Witch Stalker. So a Witch Stalker is an exceptionally large wolf that has over time targeted and attacked spellcasters. And this targeted and attacking of spellcasters on a consistent basis has caused it to basically have a mutation. It can now smell magic, it has true sight, and when somebody casts a spell nearby as a reaction, it's able to teleport to that location and make an attack. And one of the other things that it's able to do is when it's seen or attacking somebody that's cast magic, it gets advantage against those attacks until the start of its next turn. We have now a creature that is specifically evolved in a way that it is designed to hunt spellcasters. And last but not least, on a recharge, we have a psychic damage inducing howl that not only deals damage and forces concentration checks, but also causes disadvantage on those concentration checks as it racks the brains of spellcasters and anybody else that is concentrating on a spell. You have a excellent spell hunter or mage slayer type animal that is able to have great mobility and hunt down those squishy casters that hide in the back. With that bit of information, we're going to just give them a little bit of information off that insight check, and our party is going to continue on pushing through to their destination. The howls of wolves are becoming more numerous and obviously are getting closer and closer. And it's here where the party would normally find what would be considered an easy puzzle. A magically locked door, a physical challenge that may require some sort of a skill check, something that they would typically, you know, utilize a spell of some kind to get through, but is generally speaking relatively easy. And as the Howls get closer and closer and they're faced with this puzzle, they now have to decide whether or not they cast a spell and potentially have a witch stalker come into this particular situation and create a battle, or if they try to solve it without the use of magic. Once the party has completed our puzzle, they're going to come to the location that they were originally sent to investigate. We're going to be looking at like a hamlet or a small village, and once we're there, we're going to see a coven of three hags, green hags, at the very center of the town. The majority of the townspeople are actually in little cages sitting up around these hags as they have taken over. And we walk into them in the middle of the process or the ritual that's necessary to transform one of these innocent villagers into this monstrosity that is the Witch Stalker. And it's here that we find our final twist to the side quest. Every one of these monsters is potentially a cursed villager. After we defeat the hags and the party has basically freed the villagers, we find that the wolves, or the witch stalkers, I should say, do not automatically transform back. And that means that the party now has to subdue these creatures and potentially use a restorative magic, greater restoration, remove curse, something along those lines, to really truly bring them back to who they used to be. And I'm willing to bet that if you add this subquest or a side quest, or you take this concept and you make it your own for your campaign as you should, the area that the Witch Stalkers were in, howls that are heard here, will never be treated the same again. Because there's always that question of how many people actually were transformed, how many Witch Stalkers were there, did they get all of them when they tried to track all of these villagers down and change them back. That's it for this week's version of Combat Corner. I hope that you have a way to add this in. It was a blast for me to run this type of encounter for the campaign that I'm running. And, you know, during it, the party was consistently asking, I could do this, but should I cast this spell? And seeing how much having these wolves teleport in onto the actual casters made them stop and truly second guess their spell casting, I knew immediately that this is something that I needed to share. So, like I said, I hope you find a way to add it into your campaign, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And as always, let's let the dice decide.